Learning a language can feel a bit like rocket science, something out of this world and out of reach to the vast majority of us. This isn't a belief, however, just held by many English monolinguals on our island. It's also shared by many of our linguistic cousins further afield, say, in the United States or Australia. Let's be honest. When it comes to learning languages or speaking them, we're the kind of people that likes to think we're fluent in a multitude of diverse languages, such as Geordie, Kiwi, Cockney, or what about Canadian? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm very, very proud of my Mancunian heritage, but I wouldn't suggest it's a separate language just yet. After all, we don't need subtitles when we're watching Coronation Street now, do we? Although I can see you two saying, I do. Yet, despite this, if you were to cross the channel, or say you're feeling slightly more adventurous, cross the Severn Estuary into Wales, there you would find that speaking another language or being bilingual is simply a reality. Yet there and further afield, many are still convinced of the fact that this is a long, challenging, somewhat painful, and dare I say daunting task. Now, in this room of 100 people, I'd guess that at least 15 other languages are spoken besides English. In fact, the last census of 2011 revealed that a staggering 22% of Londoners, that's 22%, one in four almost, speak another language at home apart from English. I myself, even as a Mancunian, speak approximately 20 languages, and of those, around half fluently. And the question I get asked by people the most is, why? Well, the answer, for me at least, is rather simple. I'm convinced that learning languages, any language per se, is actually easy. And I want to show you how. As a linguist, a polyglot, and a lecturer, I know what it entails to learn and study a language. And one of the biggest obstacles we're faced when learning are myths, and I genuinely believe that we have to debunk them. Now, in order to remember these more effectively, I came up with the nice and friendly sounding acronym DIE. Which, funnily enough, if you write it out, not pronounce, but if you write it out, it's one of the words for the in German. Myth number one. Learning a language is simply too difficult. I will never be able to speak another language quite like the language I was born with. Technically, you're not born with a language. All of us here could have ended up with, say, Japanese as our first language. We were simply surrounded or immersed in the language, generally, from a very early age. Now, there are people, however, out there, many of them, in fact, that started to learn a language, a second or maybe even a third, much later on in life. And guess what? They're now completely fluent in this language or these other languages, even perhaps more so than in their so-called mother tongue. Why is this? Because there is no cutoff date by which you have to have learnt another language. Think about how many people you know that say, oh, my kids are doing French at school, I really want them to become fluent, but I can't, no way, it's impossible. I should have simply paid more attention when I was at school. Well, studies reveal that while children generally are much faster at picking up a new language than people older than them, it's actually us, breathe a sigh of relief, it's us, the adults, that are more effective at learning them. Why is this? Because we have the experience of learning. We know how to learn already. Myth number two. Languages are simply irrelevant. I don't need to learn another language at all. And as we hear, unfortunately, hear quite a lot, I was going to do it in a Cockney accent, but I won't do it. I'll spare myself the embarrassment of doing it. Languages, everyone speaks English anyway. Well, besides the obvious benefits of speaking another language, for example, financial benefits, mental benefits, i.e. better pay, more job opportunities, keeping us mentally fit, and actually helping to stave off neurological diseases such as Alzheimer's, there are real hidden gems that we can discover when we speak another language. How about getting an upgrade on your hotel room? As was recently the case with my uncle before going to Turkey on holiday, he asked me if I could send over a few phrases and greetings in a language that he could try out in the hotel. Turns up with his suitcase and throws out a few sentences in Turkish, and bam, giving an upgrade on his hotel room straight away. Now, you might not always get an upgrade on your hotel room. I can't promise you this. However, I can promise that you maybe, just maybe, through another language, will meet the love of your life. We all remember Jamie from Love Actually learning Portuguese for Aurelia. And in fact, almost 1 in 10 Brits is married to someone that was born overseas. Furthermore, The Guardian reported on research showing that people that are able to speak two languages or more are better equipped at dealing with problems, that they're better at multitasking and prioritizing tasks. Now, this is definitely a much sought-after skill in our day and age when all of us appear to be glued to our phones. I wonder how many people now watching this will be glued to their phones and how many are actually going to be bilingual. Myth number 3. You have to be an expat and be in a place where the language is constantly spoken, even to just get a grasp of the language. Well, there's no harm in simply packing up and moving to a village in the middle of nowhere, but it's not actually necessary. Now, the great unknown. My brother and I, I'll leave you to decide who's who. It's actually my twin brother. My brother and I, whilst being based in Berlin, Germany, decided to undertake the challenge of learning Turkish in just 7 days. We decided to undertake the challenge of learning Turkish in just 7 days in order to show what you can do by simply putting your mind to it. Now, I'm not saying that we all need to be going out there and learning a language in a week, nor that it's actually possible to learn absolutely everything there is in such a short space of time. I can assure you it isn't. Perfection isn't the goal here. The goal, however, is to get as good as we possibly can in a particular language in the shortest time possible. Now, this means, to the dismay of school teachers all throughout the globe, take shortcuts. The best thing about these shortcuts is we can apply them to any language that we would like to learn. And furthermore, they're so simple, you might be left thinking at the end, why didn't I think of it? So let's take a look at these shortcuts. Number 1, analyze the similarities. Focus on similar elements. As speakers of English, we already know so much about other languages, given the fact that our language itself essentially is a Germanic language with a wealth of influences and vocabulary from a multitude of different languages as diverse as Latin, Hebrew, or Hindi. Doing this will help develop patterns in the language and also will help us to guess the meaning and formation of words and things that we don't yet know. As we see in this slide, for example, we can see how closely related English is to fellow other Germanic languages, and even to languages that are, in this case, Romance languages, despite the fact that English is a Germanic language, essentially. Shortcut number 2, keep it simple. At first sight, you might think that you're learning a language that doesn't have that much in common with our own, but by focusing on easy elements, we will be able to learn it much quickly, because every language has easy elements to it. Some languages only have 2 or 3 tenses. So for example, you end up saying, I had, and there's one form for I had, I have had, and I had had, and I am is also can be, I will be, and I would be. In other cases, if we look at, for example, German, we have a case of advanced vocabulary that is derived from a few simple words or verbs. In this case, we have the verb sprechen, which is to speak, which has now gone on and lent itself to become besprechen, to discuss, entsprechen, to correspond, versprechen and absprechen, and so on and so on. Shortcut number 3, keep it relevant. Especially at the beginning of our process, we need to make sure that it's relevant to us. Not everyone is learning German in order to discuss business with colleagues in Berlin. Think about this. As speakers of English, we don't know every single word in the Oxford English Dictionary, so why should we fret about remembering every single word we encounter in the new language? We simply have to make it relevant to our own specific situation right now. Now, when it comes to learning a language, perhaps the most crucial element is time. And by time, I don't mean years upon years of endless learning, as some people still like to think. How long does it take to learn a language? How about if I were to tell you that 30 minutes per day are a great and effective start? Now, 30 minutes, these are minutes that we all have, be it 10 in the morning, 10 in the afternoon, 10 in the evening, or 30 minutes in simply one go. On the way to work, to university, to school, out in the evening meeting friends whilst on the train or bus. We all have these minutes that we can commit to learn. Furthermore, by learning for smaller periods and at regular intervals, we won't feel so overwhelmed by the language. And even better, learning for regular periods means that it's more effective, because chances are that if you're learning for once a week or once a fortnight, by the time you next come to learn, you'll already have forgotten what you initially learnt. The goal, therefore, is to fit language learning into our daily routines and not the other way around. And by doing this, there's no reason why after simply 1 month, you can't get by in your new language. Now, these active forms of learning, we need to complement them with what I like to refer to as passive forms of learning. Having breakfast. Well, switch the radio on and listen to a station in the language. Become acquainted with the music of the language. The music will not only help you get used to the sounds, to the intonation, and to the rhythm, but the words that you will hear will also help you associate them because you know the songs and you'll be able to associate them with these songs, thus expanding our vocabulary. Had a hard day? Treat yourself to a TV series or film in the language and put subtitles on in English, and then others can join and watch with you as well. And we all know how everyone seems to be going crazy about these Scandinavian TV crime series at the moment, some of which have been dubbed into English. Keep it original. Now, by doing this, this will get you off to a great start to go on and to actually master your language. There are three rules, I like to refer to them as the golden rules of language learning, that each and every one of us should be doing when going about learning a language. The first rule is, wait for it, the first rule is live the language. Speak it, read it, write it, dream in it, sing in it even. Sing to yourself. My brother and I, when we started learning Greek, we decided to write songs in the language. Don't worry, I'm not about to embarrass my brother, and I certainly won't be singing for you all this morning. That said, in order to master the language, you have to make it yours. Own the language. So why not put your phone or computer in the language you're learning? Number two, make mistakes. Yes, you heard me correctly. Make as many as you want. Why? Because we learn by making mistakes. It's actually the only way we can get things right. As children, we're even expected to make them. But as adults, we're apprehensive because they make us feel vulnerable. Admitting from the beginning that we don't know absolutely everything there is to know about this new language will not prevent us from learning it. Furthermore, it will actually give us the freedom to go on and to master it. So go forth and make as many mistakes as you like. Now, the last rule, and this is the most important one, and this is essential. Make it fun. Grammar rules aren't always fun. I mean, I love grammar, but I understand that not everyone's so enthusiastic about it. Not sure why, though. But remember, whatever you can do in English, you can do in any other language. So make it fun. And actually, by making it fun, by making the process entertaining, you're helping yourself stay motivated. And the more motivated you are, the better your chances are of succeeding. So go out and let your creative juices flow. The best thing as well is, why not try and get people, other people involved, say colleagues, friends, and turn it into a small friendly competition. Actually, studies show that if you get a friendly competition going, that your chances of succeeding are much better and they enhance your performance. Languages are often perceived to be the great unknown. We like to think of them as something unfamiliar, yet we know so much about them because all human languages have their own peculiar yet beautiful ways of expressing ideas, concepts, and reality, even if we're not aware of it at first. By now delving into the unknown and realizing the familiar, we will be able to master one of the most fulfilling, rewarding, and efficient skills we possess as humans, human communication. And who could resist wanting to learn a language with these linguistic pearls? First one would be, as we say in French, ayez les dents longues, which is be ambitious. It literally means, however, have long teeth. Mine aren't that long. And I'd like to wish you all in Italian, in bocca al lupo, which is good luck, but literally means into the mouth of the wolf. And finally, as we say in Ukrainian, скільки мов ти знаєш, стільки разів ти людина, which means the more languages you know, the more people you are. Enjoy learning a new language.